Did ever feel anything special like about him? I heard. In Razin, there was a tishon like Bohemer. That's Yidua. Razin was always a tishon like Bohemer.
The Rebbe made a tish.
The later years that I remember, I don't think he made a tish. I think L'chaim, yeah, but not a tish. But in Razin and the Haim Zich, there was a tishon like Bohemer. I think it was by night. The Menach. I know Rav Tzadik HaKohen used to make a Siyum HaShas every year on Lag BaOmer, together with the Lag BaOmer tissue. It was a Siyum HaShas as well. If you look in the Pri Tzadik, you see over there, he speaks about the Siyum HaShas every year on Lag BaOmer. I heard from a cousin of mine. I wasn't there, but I heard from a cousin of mine, one of Rav Itch's kids. He remembers that the Rebbe, after Maariv at night, later, like 2-3 hours later, after everyone's busy, finished with all the bonfires and everything, Rebbe used to go out of the house. He didn't make his own fire. He didn't do. He used to go. He remembers he took him along. So he remembers. He used to go to a bonfire that was made over there. Some adlaka came along with a little oil and cotton, and he used to sit by a fire that was like dying down over there. He used to add on a little bit of oil and cotton. He sat by the fire over there, and he used to sing all the zmiris to himself. The Bayechoi, Matam Kernechoi, the Om Rabbi Kiva, and everything he sang to himself. That's what he remembers. In Poilin Zichr, there was no hadlaka like Bohem to mitigate Israel, but the Rebbe was Mekayim in Israel Gufa. The famous words for the Tver Shleimer Grada. Rabbi said over also over Tver Shleimer said the Rebbe of Meilich Tzion. He used to go every year. The Tver Shleimer used to travel every year from Poland till Galicia to Lezhensk. Even though he was a kohen, he didn't go inside. He stand outside. So he used to ask him. I think Abshim Seifer. I think Abshim Seifer's son asked him, "Let's try. You go to Lezhensk because there's other kfarim and they're much closer to you." So he said that in Eretz Yisrael there's many tanoim that are buried. A lot of kfarim of tanoim. Why do they make such a big deal about Abshim Ba'yechoy? There's all different anoim. The pshat is because most tzaddikim, after they leave the world, they don't have a shaykh to this world anymore. So Abshim Ba'yechoy, he says, stands by his tzion, and he benches every single person that comes to him on Lag BaOmer. He says the same thing is by the Rebbe Amalek also. Amalek shtayt v'am tzion, he says, he sees v'yashtayt v'am tzion, and a benched yed the yid was kimt, was fouled on by his tzion over there. As the Tver Shleimer said, the Rebbe used to say over this word a lot of times. So I for that. Who?
The
Tver Shleimer used to go on the Rebbe Melech to your side, yeah. He used to go on the Rebbe Melech to your side, yeah. Yeah. He used to go every year to the Lezhensk. He held himself a Talmud, even though he never saw him. It wasn't even in his days, Bechlal, but he held himself a Talmud for the name of the Melech. But let me say it over a lot. But the Meiron itself, on Lag BaOmer, the Rebbe didn't go. Probably because of the Balagan, because of the whole thing over there. But he used to go throughout the year, during the year. He went here and there, But so I don't remember any special on Hoggis. Apparently, he used to go to No. Not that I remember. It could be if someone brought him on each other, it could be, but I don't think he didn't make an ASIC out of it. No, shooting the bow and arrow and Mechaptis, no, whatever, he didn't make an ASIC of it. It could be someone brought him, maybe he shot, but I don't know exactly. I've never heard from him about it, and I never saw it, so I can't tell you.
I think it's
both nice. Also, you got what I'm saying, but and Portland, they used to travel to Kruke, In Kruke, by the Ramos cave, yours is Lag BaOmer. A lot of evenings together over there, Lag BaOmer. That was like the mini Miron, in Portland was in Kruke.
A lot
Ramos yours is Lag BaOmer, yeah. A lot of evenings to go. I know that the Krimlov Rebbe used to go many times to travel on, like, Boim to the Kruke. So I heard from him. It's brought down, it has a shaykhus, it's brought down that the Koyach of Rabshim Ma'yechoy, like the status of the Boish of the Chol Dor, the Tzadik Yador, have a spash of the Boish of the Beinu, and Rabshim Ma'yechoy also, the Koyach of Rabshim Ma'yechoy, the spash of the Mul Tzadikin, because it's the Koyach of Toish Baalpeh, the Koyach of the Besoyer, it's the spash of the Mul Tzadikin. So if you can't get the Miron, you can't get the Rabshim Ma'yechoy's cave, you go to the Tzadik that's close by, especially the Tzadik you have a shaykhus to, even Mechlau, Tzadikim that were Tzadikim, the Shom and Karlalos, you know, Tzadikim that were Rebbes of a Chedek of Kral Yisrael, has a shaykhus, it's a certain shaykhus of Rabshim Ma'yechoy, because that Koyach comes from Rabshim Ma'yechoy, the Koyach of Toish Baalpeh comes from Rabshim Ba'yechoy. I've seen it. I forgot where I saw it, but I know Yishlaim used to also. The Yishlaim Lamosh used to go to. If you couldn't go to Miron, the Yishlaim Eden used to go to Shimon HaTzadik's cave. They used to go to different kvarim of different tanoim. You know that if you couldn't get to Miron, they used to go over there.
One last question. Yeah.
Make a shachyanu if someone builds a new house. I never heard anything like that. Someone buys out to make a shachyanu. I never heard from him a day in Klal this type of thing. I don't know. Well, you should know. What did he tell you to make a shachyanu?
The only thing he told me is to bring
bright
and
salts
in the house.
A lot of feinazachim, but if you lose sometimes focus on the main thing, you know, what like boim, the idea of like boim, the middle of hoyt, and what hoyt is all about, it's not the whole arich that we didn't even touch upon. A lot of ishbet zetoyer on hoyt, shloyach and misyankiv. A lot of ishbet zetoyer on hoyt, but you know, you have to sometimes focus on the main thing, what you know, what like boim, what like boim means to us. We have a shtickel b'syankiv. It's a beautiful shtickel, this b'syankiv. You know, it's a fadidj b'tzit sprach, you know, but as I get this, that's what it is. Be'ez Hashem. You had matzah on Be'ez Hashem, the Bible?
I had last night.
Yeah, okay. That's one thing that the Rebbe did have a minik. He ate matzah every single Shabbos until after Shavuos. I think I told you that, no?
I know people
do
very much. So, what's the reason for that?
Because Shavuos is the Gemara of Pesach. Shavuos is the Gemara of Pesach. Shavuos is like the Yemei Sfira till after Shavuos is the Gemara of Pesach. That's why in Radzi Manilas the Chag on Shavuos they sang Chasal Sidah Pesach. You know that. Chasal Sidah Pesach. Because the end of Pesach is Shavuos. Shavuos is the end of Pesach. The famous Ishbet Zavart was brought down on Mondays as well. Pesach, we eat only matzah. No chametz at all. Right? The Oymer is brought only for matzah. The Shtei Lechem that we bring on Shavuos is only chametz. Not matzah. The opposite itself. That's Mamet Shtikl of Darizal. Pesach, we got the Madregis, but we weren't allowed to mix any chametz yet because the Madregis was only for the Rebbe Shlomo. Our own actions weren't Rory to be put onto the table yet, right? Chametz really symbolizes our own actions that we add on. But Shavuos, after the whole Sfira, then our actions already become purified through the Sfira's Oymus, and then we can put our actions on the table. Chametz already is our actions that we added on to the bread. We added on. We worked on it already. Then that's the Gemara of Pesach. We get to the same Madregis again, but with the own Avodah through Sfira. So that's really the Chasal for the Pesach is really on Shavuos. Okay.
You need a teretz to drink four cups of wine.
You need a teretz for that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the English is that.
No,
that's only certain places that have that many. Matzah, I guess matzah.